This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Both sides of Highway 24 shut down temporarily last night as crews cleared the wreckage from a truck accident. CPR's Matt Moret reports it involved livestock.
The semi-truck had 91 cattle on board when it crashed Tuesday night between Colorado 29 and I-25. It's still unclear what caused the accident, which injured two people and killed 22 cows. Captain Michael Smaldino with the Colorado Springs Fire Department says it set up barricades to protect the surviving cattle.
We're not cattle wranglers, but we were able to help get them reloaded onto another semi to get them out of there.
Smaldino says fire crews left the area around midnight. Both sides of Highway 24 have since reopened. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
An unusual witness appeared at a hearing chaired by Democratic Congresswoman Diana DeGette on COVID vaccine hesitation. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
You'd expect doctors and public health experts at a hearing like this, but how about an actor and woodworker? Nick Offerman of Parks and Recreation says he wanted to send a positive message about the vaccine to those who might be hesitating. He describes the vaccine as a product of human ingenuity built on decades of work.
Medicine doesn't care who you voted for. The vaccine doesn't take sides unless you count alive versus dead.
While more people in the country are getting vaccinated, DeGette says there's a pressing need to encourage those waiting to get the shot. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Coming up, multiple people are dead after a shooting this morning at a light rail facility in downtown San Jose, California. That story is next on All Things Considered. Also coming up, the political and social upheaval of this past year has left a big impression on young people. Graphic design students in Jefferson County created posters of cultural icons of their choice, someone who has faced discrimination or challenges. Some students chose subjects that relate to their own lives.
It kind of made me feel happy, kind of less scared that these things are a part of a human. You can't change that.
CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine's story is in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. Denver and Fort Collins have a chance of thunderstorms tonight. Colorado Springs will be mostly cloudy, as will Grand Junction and Vail, mostly cloudy and windy. This is CPR.